Friend to friend, you are a child of God. From an interview with Elder Paul B. Piper of the 70 by Callie Bies. We are the offspring of God, Acts chapter 17, verse 29. When I was a young boy, we had a man in our ward whose face had been disfigured by a terrible disease. The man's appearance frightened me and other children in the ward. Then one day, when I was 5 or 6 years old, he stood up in fast and testimony meeting and bore his testimony. I don't remember what he said, but into my young heart came a powerful feeling of warmth and love. After that experience, my fear of the man left. I didn't realize it then, but the Spirit had touched my heart and helped me to see more than the man's physical appearance. Through those feelings, I learned that he was a beloved child of Heavenly Father, and that I didn't need to be afraid of him. Later, I had an experience that helped me understand that I, too, am a child of God. When I was in primary, disturbing things were happening in the world. I remember being frightened sometimes when I listened to the news. I wondered what the future would be like. One Sunday in junior Sunday school, our leaders announced that we were going to learn a new hymn called, "I'll Go Where You Want Me to Go," hymns number 270. The music director taught us the words to the hymn using pictures of mountains, stormy seas, and other scenes mentioned in the words. "I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, over mountain or plain or sea. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be." As the words of the hymn ran through my mind, the feeling of warmth and love that I had felt before came into my heart again. I knew for the first time that Heavenly Father knew who I was and that I was important to Him. I knew that my life had a purpose and that everything would be all right. I am one of 11 children. As I grew up, my parents taught us the principles of the gospel in our home. We worked hard milking cows, feeding chickens, moving sprinkler pipe, and taking care of animals. Summers were spent planting, weeding, harvesting, and preserving fruits and vegetables. We were active in church, school, and sports. There was never enough time to get everything done. But our parents always insisted on us waking up early each morning for family scripture study and prayers before we went our separate ways. Through the years, I felt that feeling of warmth and love, reminding me who I was and that everything would be all right. I testify that each of us is a beloved child of Heavenly Father. He loves us with all of His heart. Take time to read about Him, pray to Him, and attend church to worship Him. I know that He will give you that feeling of warmth and love in your heart. Then you can know that you are a child of God. Your life has a purpose, and everything will be all right. End of Friend to Friend. You are a child of God. From an interview with Elder Paul B. Piper of the 70. By Callie Bies.